Getting back to the next trial, Mike, I was talking to Nick Petrelli from the NSABP who did the discussion at ASCO on that EORTC paper and questioning, can we put together a randomized study looking at whether preoperative therapy really is bringing something to the table? Do you think that's going to happen?
I think it would be a very interesting question. And I think the issue isn't so much whether you should use systemic chemotherapy in this setting. You should. But rather, what's the optimal timing? So I think that a trial that would compare neoadjuvant treatment, preoperative treatment with postoperative treatment in the patient with resectable liver metastases would be of significant interest.
Neil, what about the patient who presents with a primary, whether it's a colon or rectal cancer, and apparently surgically resectable hepatic metastases? How do you approach those patients?
This question is actually related to the comments that Mike just made. For me, the judgment about pre-op versus post-op relates in part to what the prognosis is with resection alone. There are some patients who have a very high likelihood of being cured by resection, and I don't like to take the chance of delaying that potentially curative operation. The person who had a prolonged disease-free interval and has a solitary hepatic metastasis. For me, the argument is not as compelling for giving upfront chemotherapy, and I would tend to get that person to resection, get them NED, and then give postoperative adjuvant chemotherapy. On the other hand, the patient with synchronous hepatic metastasis, the patient who has multiple metastases that is less likely to be cured by the operation alone, that's the individual that I'm more likely to want to give upfront chemotherapy to.